In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
This is Father Tom. It all works out for the good. It all works out for the good. I told you that the church, by its very nature, is missionary. But we do not believe that. We believe it in our heads. But we do not believe it by going out. That's why I have Ryan and Anthony going to beaches proclaiming the Word of God. Because the church, by its very nature, is missionary. And just a couple of days ago, two young men came to the door, and they said they wanted to share their testimony. And I said, what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing that God would send two Christians, two Catholics, wanted to share the testimony. So one of them, his name is Paolo, and the other one is Luis. Paolo is going to start.
Thank you, Father Tom, again. My name is Paolo. I am originally from Rome, Italy. I am 34, and I am the fourth of seven children. Currently, I am a seminarian here in the diocese. We are here to tell you that the kingdom of heaven is very near you. It's very near you. And I can tell you this because I saw this, because I have experienced this in my life. I was raised in a Catholic family. My parents belong to a movement in the church called the New Catechumenal Way, and so from a very young age I was always in the church. But since from a very young age I suffer from stuttering, and this was the cross that the Lord had prepared for me, and the fact that I could not accept this brought me to a life that slowly brought me to a life of sin, life of death. So at the age of 15, I discovered that I could sing, and to me this was something very, very nice, because I could sing without stuttering. And so I said to myself, well, if I become a successful singer, maybe I would be the worthy son that my father always wanted. I thought, that my father didn't really love me, that I was not enough for him because of my speech impediment. Obviously, this was a lie that I believed in, a lie of the devil. So, as I said, from that age, my only purpose in life was to become a successful singer, and slowly this brought me out of the church. And at the age of 19, I left everything, church and everything else. I professed myself an atheist, and I became a Marxist, and this was only because I had believed this. I had believed that my cross was wrong, that my father didn't really love me, that I was not enough. And so I started playing around with bands, rock bands. I had a solo project. I even have a record on Spotify. And but the life that I was living was a big black pit of sin. I will not go into details, but you can imagine the. And so, after some years of you know, living this life of sin, life in which I was very arrogant, I was very proud. Nobody could tell me anything. The Lord chose to manifest Himself to me by making me stop. How? Well, after 7 or 8 years of this life, you know, in which I was constantly sinning with alcohol, with girls, and with everything else, I finally entered into a profound existential crisis. I felt that I couldn't love anyone anymore. That I was completely empty. Nothing was able to actually give me life. And I was playing around Europe. You know, I had everything that the world tells you that it's good for you. And yet I was the saddest person in the world. I was always angry. I was always sad. There was nothing that really satisfied me. And so I entered into this crisis. I was in a depression. I had panic attacks. And so basically I was stuck in my house for 6 months. That was the only way that the Lord had to actually make me stop, to put me in the desert. And in this darkness, the Lord came to talk to me through a dream. I know that many people do not believe in these things anymore, but they are, you know, they are also part of our faith. And trust me, I did not believe in anything. And so for me to be here and speak about dreams, it is kind of miraculous, really. And so in this dream, I dreamt about this temple that was half crumbled down. And when I woke up that morning, I don't know why. I mean, I didn't know why at that time, but I knew that I was that temple, that there was a message there. And I mean, I had many dreams at that point, but no dream had been able to actually speak to me. So that morning, then I ended up through the insistence of my poor parents, whom I treated very, very bad. I used to call them bigots and hypocrites and all that. They told me, Paolo, why don't you call a priest? At first I thought, you know, this is a little crazy. You know, I do not, you know, why should I call a priest? It's been years that I don't talk to them. But then in the end, the Lord was actually able to move me. And so I called him. And this priest told me that the dream was very interesting, but that the most interesting thing was that that day was on a Sunday. The gospel was the one of the prodigal son. And I was still very, very cynical, but the suffering that I was in was actually able to open my ear. And so I said, well, very interesting. Let's see what comes next. Maybe there's going to be other stuff coming. Well, that very week I was walking around my house. I was, because you know, when you have panic attacks, you need to do some exercises to overcome the fear. And so I was walking close to my parish, and I felt this very strong will to enter, this force that was calling me in the church. And for the first time, I said, okay, let's go in. And I can tell you this: as soon as I entered, I physically felt as if all of my fears, all of the death that I had inside, was vanished. In one split second, everything was gone. And so I sat there in that church. And I remember vividly this, because to me it was very, very strong, because I didn't believe in these things. I was just there, and I said to myself, something is in this church. And if God is there, then He is the only one who can actually save me. And so I went back to Mass. And you know, I was also taking medications, but they would not work with me. I remember that I was sent to a psychiatrist, and I knew that he was Catholic, so I told him, look, I know that you're Catholic, but I don't want to hear about God, so do not talk to me about God. And so for me to go to Mass again, it was really not something that I was planning, something that I had planned. It was really God. And the more that I would go, the more that I would feel better and better. So basically, in a matter of a couple months, I passed from being an atheist to somebody who will go to daily Mass. And I would feel better and better, happier and happier. And so I can tell you this, that God is very near you. Because I was healed, and I was not looking for Him. He came to look for me when I was His enemy. I was not looking for Him, but He knew me. He knew me, and He came to save me. In a matter of 5 months, I was completely healed. And I felt that the only thing that I really wanted was not stages, was not being a successful person. I just wanted to have that peace that nothing had been able to actually give me. Only God was able to give me that. And so during those days, I felt that the Lord was actually calling me to become a priest. And so after a year, I was sent to the Redemptoris Mater Seminary here in this diocese. So I am in this country now since 2014, but We are going around parishes now just to say this. We have no money. We have no cell phone. We have nothing. We have seen that the Lord provides. This week we will be here until Sunday morning, and we are visiting parishes because priests too need to listen to this good news. Need to listen that the Lord is very near them, that He did not forget about them, that He loves them, and we have seen that He provided, and we have encountered Father Tom on I think it was Monday morning, and they were very generous to us, and so this is also for you all. I say that the kingdom of heaven is very near you. It's very near you. God is with you. God is trying to talk to you. God is trying to talk to you even today. Even today. So I again thank Father Tom, and I hope that this good news may enter into your lives, knowing that God loves you as you are, as you are. We are all sinners. We're all sinners, but He loves us. He loves us. He gave His own life as a ransom for many, for all of us. Thank you all, and God bless you.
It's very interesting that Paulo was not looking for God, but God was looking for Paulo. It's like St. Paul. Paul was not looking for Jesus. He was putting people in jail who said that they loved Jesus. He even condemned Stephen. So Paul was not looking for Jesus, but Jesus was looking for Paul. You see, the whole thing is that it's not that I have first loved God, but that He has first loved me and is looking for people. He's looking for you today. You hear this conversation. He's looking for you today. And you need to either say yes or no. You just can't stay in the middle. I don't think so. No, it's yes or no. I want Him or I don't want Him. Now, Luis is going to give his testimony.
Mine is going to be short. Well, my testimony really starts right after high school. I went to a business school. All my life I've been surrounded by business persons. My mom, my uncle, my cousins, all of them have small businesses. So I grew up in this environment. So in college I thought I would be more interesting, just not to go to college and start my own business right away. Of course, it was a decision that I really thought about, but thankfully my mother, she accepted it. And this continued on. My first business failed, my second business failed, my third business failed. I was destroyed. I didn't know what to do. I would go to mass just to pray for my business and here and there for my family and for my well-being, but it was mostly for my business. And I had enough strength to gather up and to try one more time for my fourth business, and thank the Lord, it worked out. In a couple of weeks, I was able to to see more money that I could ever see in my life come in. And, you know, and it became a successful business in the boxing niche. So I thought, well, you know what, I made it. I made it. I don't have to deal with anything anymore. I have the money, I have everything I ever wanted. I thought I would make my family proud. And in the case I did, but right after that I became more greedy. I became selfish. I moved out of the house, leased a nice apartment with my friends. And this life continued for 6 months. I had a reckless life. I had a life of sin, a life of alcohol, girls, and every day I would just forget about God. I wouldn't even go to mass anymore. I would just, it was just for my family, to please them. I've completely forgot about them. Even though I'm providing for them, everything they needed, they had it. But I felt that I was greedy. I felt that the Lord gave me this blessing, so I would cherish it. After that, my business failed again. I went broke. I went bankrupt, actually. So after this, I didn't know where to go. I lost the apartment. I lost my friends because of the money, of the greediness. I didn't know where to go. So all I had left is, it was come back to my family. And they opened the door for me after I kind of rejected them. It was after this blessing of the Lord, I could understand that the Lord blessed me with my family, not with my business skills. The Lord has blessed me with all these things, and this whole blessing that I'm here already is a whole blessing. So right after my family accepted me, I was able, the way actually opened up a pilgrimage. So right after that, I went to that pilgrimage, and in that pilgrimage, the Lord speak to me. The Lord gave me a signal that, you know, Luis, this is your second chance. This is what you can do. This is, you can make things right. So, I thank the Lord for this. I thank the Lord every day. I'm actually going back to college now, finish what I started. I help my family with everything they need, not just money. And yes, so we actually, like Paulo said, we're going around parishes around the South Shore area, just to tell the priests that the kingdom of God is near them. And thankfully, Father Tom opened the door for us, and we never thought that we would speak on the radio today. It's so unbelievable. The Lord provides every single time, and thank you, Father.
I failed. Maybe that's you. But you're not a failure if you've got Jesus. He'll give you something that will work. You know, people say, they come to me saying, I failed at this, I failed at that, I failed at this other thing. I'm a failure. No, you're not a failure. You need Jesus, just like I do. But you've got to be humble enough to say, I need Jesus. I need Jesus. The church, by its very nature, is missionary. going out to the world one person at a time, telling people about the love of God that he shared with us on the cross and resurrection. We see the lives of people transformed because they meet Jesus. Oh yes, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Please give yourself to Jesus today. Give yourself. He'll accept you just the way you are. God sent his Son. They called him Jesus. He came to live among us now. He gave his life for us on Calvary. An empty tomb is there to prove my Savior lives. Yes, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.